The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me this afternoon. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Program note, top of the hour, 4 o'clock, we will have our annual Kwanzaa show. You know, after thinking about it, I might have skipped last year. I've done the annual Kwanzaa show for many years. I might have skipped it last year because Kwanzaa was kind of going away. People had kind of forgotten about it. Not many people were celebrating, and that's a good thing, and I'll explain why. At the top of the hour, but in the last 12 months with the rise of BLM, Black Lives Matter, you need to know the foundation of Kwanzaa. Because the same people, the same ideology that founded Kwanzaa is the underlying foundation for Black Lives Matter. It is dangerous. I believe it is evil. And I'll share that with you at the top of the hour. Now, I was having a really good day today. I mean, I was really upbeat, just, you know, had a great lunch with my beautiful wife. Just, it's been a good day until I heard something coming into the studio today on the radio, just quickly, and it was about Dwayne Haskins. You know, Ohio State quarterback that now plays for the Washington football team. Don't get me started on that. Dwayne has such incredible talent, and he's, you know, he was at Ohio State, and he was drafted by the then Redskins. Has played, he was on the bench, he played, he was on the bench. He has done some really dumb things, which you would expect from a young athlete who suddenly, overnight, became a multimillionaire. That's a dangerous combination for any kid. Seriously. And but I've been rooting for him. And I follow him on Twitter, and he's constantly on Twitter talking about why I want to honor God, and I want to play for God, and I am blessed by God, and I'm going, wow, this is really great. Maybe he's really growing up and learning. Well, if you pardon me, if you follow football at all, he was benched. And Alex Smith came back after an injury, was doing incredibly well. And Dwayne Haskins was on the sideline encouraging him, and, you know, and then Alex Smith went out with an injury again, and Dwayne Haskins was the starter again. He has a brand new, fresh opportunity to prove himself, to get a starting role with the Washington football team or maybe another team, to show how much talent and ability that he has. Well, they played over the weekend on Sunday, and they lost. But I didn't watch the game, but from what I understand, they did lose, but he had a pretty good game. He had some glimpses of real quality play. And I heard on some of the sports talks yesterday, well, they may have lost, but Dwayne Haskins really looked good, and, you know, and maybe it was a moral victory because even though they lost, okay. So when I heard, you know, Dwayne Haskins, pictures, oh, this is tragic, I thought, what's going on? And then I forgot all about it. Came in, did my show preparation in my office, and came into the studio just a few minutes ago, sat down, fired up my computer, and just before we went on the air, I thought, oh, yeah, what was that about Dwayne Haskins? The photographs, pictures, I wonder what that was. So I did a little internet search real quick, and I just put in Dwayne Haskins photos. If you haven't heard, after the game Sunday, he didn't even win, but he started. He had a brand new, fresh opportunity handed to him. And even though he didn't win, he went out Sunday night to celebrate at a strip club. A strip club. And of course, there are pictures. Folks, listen, we've all learned this, right? You can't go anywhere or do anything without being photographed by somebody. Everybody's got a camera, and Dwayne Haskins is a celebrity. He's a quarterback in the NFL. You mean to tell me he didn't think that somebody would photograph him at a strip club on Sunday night? Not only is he morally violating principles, he didn't have a mask. He was violating the NFL protocol for coronavirus. And my heart just sank. I don't know Dwayne Haskins. I probably will never meet him, but I've been rooting for him. He's a Buckeye. And then to do this, just so unbelievably dumb. Finally, again, he's been sitting on the bench, and he gets an opportunity to play, and he does this. Folks, listen. Sin is like a powerful electromagnet. Sin has such a pull. If this young man, and who knows, this may blow over, this could ruin his career, because this is not the first time he's done something really, really immature. If I remember correctly, the very first game he played, he missed the last play because he was so excited to be on the field. He was doing selfies with fans, and he missed the last play of the game. It's inexcusable to do that when you're a professional athlete. He's done some other dumb, immature things. And my fear that this fine Buckeye is going to go the way of Johnny Manziel, who could not stop partying. And it's just a lesson You will get caught. How many times have I said that through the years? You're going to get caught. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. And it's just a reminder of the powerful, powerful pull of sin. Dwayne Haskins has repeatedly claimed to be a believer in Christ, and I don't doubt that. You know, I don't know. But he has once again destroyed his testimony, and he might have destroyed his professional career for an hour or so of so-called sinful pleasure. You ask Dwayne Haskins today, was it worth it? I know what the answer will be. Pray for him. I'm not condemning him or shaming him. I'm just so very, very sad. And it's a powerful reminder to all of us.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, here is some good news. This is a case that I've been trying to keep you up to date on. It is Arkansas pro-life laws. And lower courts had said, nope, can't enforce them. Well, just yesterday, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals turned down a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union and the Center for Reproductive Rights over the law, and which means the laws can go into effect as early as today. Quote, the laws will require doctors to notify law enforcement when a girl under the age of 16 seeks to obtain an abortion ban. Dismemberment abortions and abortions based on the sex of an unborn child and regulate the disposal and preservation of fetal tissue. The ACLU and the CRR claim the law violated women's rights. The Eighth Circuit Court declined to hear the case, agreeing, and I was in error, I apologize, a lower court had upheld the law. The American Civil Liberties Union and the other abortion organization had appealed the decision. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals declined to hear the case, which meant the lower court's ruling allowing the laws to go into effect will stand. In response to the ruling, Stephanie Sharp, a spokesperson for Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge, said the Attorney General applauds the decision denying in-bank review. This is another win validating the pro-life laws in Arkansas. So that is good news in Arkansas. And here is mixed news. Now, this is another case that I've been trying to keep you up to date on. Greenville, South Carolina, kind of near and dear to my hearts and joys because we spent a little over 4 years in Greenville. The Greenville School District, Greenville, South Carolina School District, was allowing hymns and prayers at baccalaureate services and commencement services like thousands and thousands of high schools across America for hundreds of years, well, a couple of hundred years. Hey, hymns and prayers were a part of my baccalaureate service way back in 19, well, you know, back then, and that was in California. Well, the American Humane Association sued Greenville, South Carolina schools and said you can't have prayers and hymns. And an agreement has been reached with the American Humane Association and the Greenville County Schools. Well, Greenville County Schools will have to pay out $187,000. You say, well, Bob, that's bad news. Well, kind of, sort of. The American Humane Association wanted $456,000, but a settlement was reached, and the school district will pay out $187,000. However, and that's the negative. The positive is, quote, the district should not include an obviously religious piece of music as a part of the official program for a graduate ceremony. However, the students can make their own religious statements as long as the schools distinguish that the religious statements are not endorsed by them. They can keep them as a part of the ceremony. Additionally, the settlement states that the schools cannot edit or write remarks for the speakers. So in other words, if the valedictorian wants to talk about Jesus and give his testimony about his faith and Christ, according to this settlement, the school cannot prohibit, add, remove any of the remarks made by the speakers. One major win for free speech in the settlement was that teachers cannot force students to stop having prayer groups and cannot stifle religious expressions during training sessions. So basically, when all is said and done in this court agreement, Greenville County School is going to have to pay out $187,000. But the court made it very clear that even though the school can't officially endorse a hymn or a prayer, the students can. And they are assured of their own religious freedom. And not only that, prayer groups, Bible studies, etc., cannot be hindered in any way, shape, or form in any of the schools in Greenville County. So it's kind of a loss, but I think actually it's more of a win than a loss. So the American Humanist Association is not happy. Now, they say they did this because they care about the kids. Yeah, they wanted to take $500,000 away from the school district, away from the kids. Yeah, they don't care about the kids. Hey, when we come back, it'll be Kwanzaa time.